With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi there, Courtney.
Well, hello, Stephanie.
How's it going?
It's going good.
We have some repeat episodes, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good thing.
We're still on break.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with that,
no,
right?
No, because we're getting some good shit flowing for everybody when we come back.
We're flowing, guys. Just downright flowing. I don't know what the fuck that... Oh. I don't know what that means, but I love it.
Why did you censor that? We curse all the time on this.
I don't know.
It's fine.
I felt uncomfortable.
Start off strong in our intro. That's why, right? So we've picked a handful of our favorite episodes to re-release on our break. So we hope you guys enjoy this one.
Well, I hope you do. Because if you don't, listen anyways.
And then keep listening.
And then tell somebody else. Whatever.
Bye.
Bye.
They're Terrified and Tipsy is brought to you by Slash and Cast.
Bitch. She don't know what she's talking about.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay.
You're okay? Are you only okay because of the movie we watched? I have a feeling that's why you weren't like, I'm spectacular.
Stephanie, this movie. And it was a Patreon pick.
Yeah.
And I thought our patrons loved us, but I don't know. I'm thinking that this is not a good thing.
Clearly, one of our patrons, Jason, who picked this, is Team Stephanie, because this was right in my wheelhouse.
Jason, let's just talk for a second. Can we just talk
do,
about
do you need
this?
To leave the room? Do you need to?
I feel like we need to have a little in-depth conversation real quick. I felt like this was going to happen when you read the IMDb synopsis last week.
Yeah. But then you watched it.
Oh, God.
And it was worse?
And it was so... I have so much... As I'm going through, you know, my notes and I'm like typing everything as I'm watching this movie, I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm literally writing that. I'm like, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm just... And I'm like, I don't care.
So funny.
This movie...
I thought it was entertaining and nothing else. Like, it was dumb...
I
was thoroughly entertained by it. I thought it was funny at certain points just because it was ridiculous.
Right, but they were serious in this movie. But I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
I loved it. I was so entertained by it the entire time.
Jason,
you keep doing you, boo. Okay.
I'm going to need to review all of your submissions from now on is what it comes down to. We love you.
So obviously we watched Chopping Mall.
Yep. Chopping. Listen,
not
people.
Shopping.
Not shopping.
Chop.
Chop. Like wood chopping.
Chop, chop,
chop, chop. Okay. Yeah, we
okay,
did.
Okay. So before we hop in, we'll give our friends a couple reminders.
Okay.
TipsyPod.com. 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 Live there. Always live there.
Yeah.
And there's always vacancy just for you.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Just for you. Literally, it's just for you.
Check it out. There are so many ways to support our show on our website. Mm-hmm. You can buy some Tootsie Pod merch if you want.
Yeah, you could. You could buy us a glass of wine.
You can buy us a freaking glass of wine.
On buymeacoffee.com.
Courtney, I love it.
I know, right?
$1 of the $3 for the wine goes to the Puppies and the Kitties, the Humane Society, and we love the Puppies and the Kitties.
We do. We really do.
I know. We want to help the Puppies and the Kitties. So you buying us a glass of wine really helps us help them, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm. There's also our Patreon. There are three different tiers, and you just pick the one that works best for you, but you get ad-free episodes. You get episodes on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. You get to, like Jason did, suggest a movie for us to watch.
But we're going to discuss this going forward. Just FYI. Disclaimer.
Jason, if you get an email, it's just from Courtney. That's like my opinion, okay? But you can suggest movies, you can vote on them.
Yeah.
And then if we watch it, I mean, we'll be nice about it. Sorry, Jason, we love you. But we'll talk about it. We'll say it's a Patreon pick and we'll give you some credit. But we do love you, Jason. You're great.
No, absolutely. No, this seriously was entertaining.
I was thoroughly entertained. But I loved everything about it.
It made me very angry as I'm watching it. And this has
Jason. All right, let's hop in because clearly we can barely contain ourselves with this movie.
Ooh, okay, here we go.
Okay, do you want to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Yes.
Again, I just know you're not into it. That's why you didn't DB with me. You didn't DB with me.
I'm sorry. I tried. No, I didn't.
You can't fake your emotions. Okay. I know that about you. A group of young shopping mall employees stay behind for a late night party in one of the stores. When the mall goes on lockdown before they can get out, the robot security system malfunctions and goes on a killing spree.
Yeah, they do.
Sure does.
They get angry.
And they got little crabby pincher hands.
Oh my God. I will get into the crabby pincher things. I can't. I can't. What the fuck do those things do?
I don't know. They just pinch.
And they make noise. Like this little.
Yeah. Ting, 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 it sounds like plastic.
Ting, 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 ting.
We start with some awesome 80s music.
Oh my God.
Just some, I mean, this is from 86, classic. Guys. So this whole movie has got like ridiculous 80s music. It's got weird purple lasers on the screen. It's got weird like graphics. It's fantastic.
It's a lot.
It's so 80s and it's fantastic.
Yeah, it is literally in the middle of the 80s and it is very reflective of it.
Cliche, I love it.
All right, so we open the movie with some eerie music. Mm-hmm. We have a burglar who is smashing a window at a jewelry store, grabbing all the jewelry that's sitting right there in the window. And I said, really, 1986? No alarms? No security?
And also, if you're going to rob a jewelry store, why do the one in the mall?
Right?
Because you're amongst a bunch of other stores in the middle of a mall.
Well, and I'm angry at the jewelry store for putting jewelry right there in the front window.
Yeah. And
who does that?
And if you're going to do that, you put the gate over it when you go home at night.
No, they don't.
And okay, just a question. Okay. Just a question. It doesn't matter. What did you do with the movie?
We're not even for the first sentence. Okay. Anyways, this burglar's looking real proud of himself.
Uh-huh.
And then I can't get over the carpet in the mall.
Yeah.
The carpet.
It's a lot of pattern.
It's gross.
Yeah. Blech. I'll try to get a picture and put it on Instagram. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is a robot that spots him, starts picking up speed, chasing him.
Uh-huh.
And the robot in his robot-y voice says, stop right there and surrender your weapon. Okay. Couple things.
The robber is not running very quickly.
No. And neither is there. I can't. Okay. So a couple things. One, what is up with the pinchers and the noises that it makes? Ting, ting, ting.
Real
ting,
pinchy. Ting.
And then he's literally moving at a snail's pace. How come the burglar can't like outrun him?
Yeah.
Okay. And then number three, everyone is okay with this robot having a taser dart thing that shocks and kills people.
He shoots him with a taser. Like it's one of those like wire taser ones.
Yeah.
And he just, like, this, like, compartment opens in this boxy robot roller thing, and it's like, shoots him. And then I have in my notes, is he dead?
I know!
I was like, I'm like, that shouldn't be what security, okay.
Detaining, maybe.
Yeah.
But, okay.
And then we realize this is an ad.
Oh, yeah, it's a sales video.
So the camera, like, pulls away, and there's, like, this big TV in the middle of the mall. And there's this company who basically has these security robots, which I refer to them as like robo mall cops.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Thanks. And it's their visual presentation on this security team. So while they're giving their presentation, there is this couple I don't know their names, but it's this husband and wife couple.
I don't have
who are sitting in like the audience during this presentation. And I guess it's like this restaurant owner, and they have commentary for everything. And I have to be honest, none of it, what they say makes sense.
No!
I don't understand the context. And then like they unleash, like they like take the tarp off of the robots and reveal the robots. And then the wife goes, "It looks like the Three Stooges," to her husband. And I'm like, what? Like, wait.
I like the part where they turned it on and he starts like doing his little red laser thing. And then the guy, he's like, it reminds him of her mother.
What does that mean?
It must be the laser eyes.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
I don't know.
And then that same guy, after more presentation, he goes, and I quote,
"I don't know, Mary, the one in the middle has an unpleasantly ethnic quality."
I'm sorry. That's offensive. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know.
But it's not right. I just know it's inappropriate. Like, what? Like, this is the commentary of this couple who are like spectators. He's like, "Should we get that for our restaurant?" Nudge, nudge. Like, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
Why is this necessary?
I don't know. And why is there only like 10 people? Like,
it's a small audience. And they're the only one having anything to say.
I don't know. Okay. Well, now the movie starts.
Okay. Yeah, before like everything happens, that same couple, that the woman just stands up abruptly and asks the guy giving the presentation, like, "Do these machines do anything besides kill people?" And the guy's like, "Oh, he didn't kill anybody. He just neutralizes. They're sleeping darts. What?
Is that still something that we want to do? Do we want to have a robot that has sleeping darts?
That's a terrible idea.
How long do they sleep for?
I don't know. And like, how many do they have in them? And like, who like refills the darts? Makes sure that they don't have anything but sleeping darts in them?
Is there like medication that goes through this dart wire thing?
And it seems like you could kill somebody if it's the wrong medication going to the wrong person.
Well, yeah.
You could give someone like a heart attack or something.
What if it was a child?
Okay. And then that couple, someone else, I guess, or the couple, whatever, asks like, how can they distinguish between like a good guy and a bad guy in the robots? Uh-huh. And the guy giving the presentation is like, "Oh, you have to just show your badge." And he literally puts the badge like pressed against the laser screen of the robot for him to like read the badge. And I'm like, if anybody has to get that close to the robot,
yeah,
how do you know it's not going to like laser dart you?
Right.
Okay.
Oh, so you have lots of questions too.
I have all the questions. And I'm so excited.
Are you?
I still love the movie because it just adds to the quirkiness and fantasticness of it.
Oh my God. It was a lot.
I'm so excited.
This movie.
It's great.
Okay. Okay. Now the movie starts.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. We see like the things that are going around in the mall on a daily basis.
Which were not things that happened in the mall where I grew up.
No. I said, why are there a bunch of naked women running around?
Yeah.
Or walking around?
They're like in bikinis.
In bikinis.
And then there's like random people like making out.
Yeah.
And then
kids skateboarding.
And there's this woman carrying one tray just full of shit, just like bobbing out of people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, she's going to drop that, right? Like, we know that, right?
Well, she didn't until she got to the table. And then the table fell off.
It wasn't there or something. It's just faulty. It's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
This mall's got some issues. I see why they need
robots.
Don't
we know it? Yeah. The robots are the least of the mall's worries. Shit.
Okay. So now we start in a mall restaurant.
Uh-huh. Like a pizzeria.
Yes. And there are two waitresses, Allison and Susie, and they are cranking out orders. And we see the chef that is preparing this food. The shirt on this man.
He is literally like wiping anything from like a knife or a spatula on his shirt. And he's also smoking a cigarette with a shit ton of ash on the end of it.
I said, I'm not eating there.
No.
I'm not eating there.
I don't care what year it is. That guy gross.
I mean, he's literally people can see him like from the outside. All the patrons can see him on the inside.
He's at like the pizza counter where like the glass part is where you can see the pizza that they have.
I just, okay. All right. Moving on, because that was disgusting.
And then it gets gross too, because there's a patron there who's like inhaling all this food.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, "Waitress, more butter." What? Who shouts that in a restaurant?
I forgot about that.
He was filthy.
I feel like that was his last meal. I feel like he knew he was going to die. Yeah. And I feel like he just went in there. He ordered everything. He knew that the chef was sketchy, so he got the food
Who
real
knows
cheap.
What he was eating.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to die anyways. He might as well enjoy it, right?
More butter.
Give me some butter. All right. So we're done with that.
Yeah.
So it is a thundery and stormy night at the mall.
Yeah. I mean, there's no rain, but there's a lot of lightning.
Oh, yes. Just lightning. Okay. No, okay.
I mean, and we live in Florida. There's electrical storms, but that's not one. That's just lightning bolt.
There's
lightning bolt.
In the same place. It keeps on hitting the electrical box that controls these robots.
Of course it does. It's on the roof of the mall.
Yes. Okay. So the guy in the control room that is... I think this control room is literally just for these robots.
I think so. And he's just babysitting robots.
So he is just sitting there chilling.
Yes.
Smoking a cigarette when the alarm sounds because of the lightning. And then he starts like pressing all these buttons on this large mechanical board because it's like smoking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not a good sign.
No. But then the alarm stops. So he's like, ah, I guess I fixed it.
Right. But literally he's just pushing buttons and you can tell that he doesn't know what he's doing.
No.
No.
And then he goes back to looking at his weird nudie magazine.
Yeah. Okay, dude. Okay. So yeah, he's really fixated on this chick. And then these robots are behind him.
Yes.
Okay. So the middle robot, his like eyes start glowing and he kind of turns his head a little bit and then he goes off again.
Yes.
Okay.
Analyze the room. Analyze the room.
Oh, is that what he did?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Survey the area. Beep boop.
You just had to do it, didn't you? Just had to do it.
I sense danger.
So he keeps looking at his picture, which I don't really know what he's doing with this picture. Because, I mean, what are you doing?
Why are you looking at nudie magazine at work?
I don't. Okay. So then we see one of the robot's pinchers.
Boop, boop. Pinch, pinch, pinch.
It goes through a... Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I'm going to back up for a second. Because...
Give us the full visual, Courtney.
This nudie picture. Uh-huh. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it had like an X in the middle of her. Where I think that the thing could make a perfect punch in...
I didn't notice the X in the middle of the picture.
Yes.
It was a target for the robot.
It was, but it wasn't supposed to be there.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, were we supposed to see that as...
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. But anyways, so the pincher, or no, it was a dart. I don't know what it was.
I think it was a pincher thing.
It was okay.
It came out of like a compartment. It just... Yeah.
I really wish you could see the visual people. I really wish you could see them. But it comes through the nudie picture and it like stabs him in the neck.
Yeah. Gets him right in the throat.
Okay.
So now he's dead.
He's dead. And I said, okay. All right. So now we meet three more characters.
We're in a furniture store.
Now we're in a furniture store.
These guys are
the mall.
Gems. Yeah.
We have Mike the prick. Ugh. We have Greg the prep. Uh-huh. And we have Ferdy the nerd.
Oh, Ferdy the nerdy.
Ferdy the nerdy. Yeah.
And Mike, okay. He chews gum the whole time. He's like, the whole time.
You know what? Listen, I was letting him do it. I didn't make any notes about it because I was like, he's got to spit out the gum eventually, right? No. I was going to let him have it.
He never does.
No, because later on I made notes about it. I'm like, what's the fucking gum? What's the deal with the fucking gum? Because
it's so bad. So I guess the plan is... That night when the mall closes, they're going to have a little party at the furniture store in the mall, and they're going to invite a couple of girls, and they're going to have a party there.
Right.
Well, Ferdy's against it because it's his uncle's store, and he said he would look after it while his uncle is gone. And then Mike, I can't say him, he goes, he ain't going to know shit unless you tell him, and you ain't going to tell him, right?
It was basically exactly like that. I was like,
what's up with his voice, too? You ain't gonna tell him, right?
Because he's a badass. He's like...
Okay. So bad.
You know what? You're just as bad as the movie because you're making mouth noises. You know what? When you listen back to this, you're going to be mad at yourself.
I'm going
to
cringe,
sure. You're going to be mad at yourself. Uh-huh. Okay. So we do know that Susie and Allison are going to be at this party as well. Okay. So another couple we meet is Walden and Linda, and they're married. Mm-hmm. They're in their truck. I get maybe in the parking lot. I don't know.
On their way to the mall. I don't know.
They're having a hard time getting the truck started. He tries to go and like fix it. And she's like, you having a hard time? Here, let me just fix it.
Bitch, step aside. I got this.
So she does. She goes over there, fixes, starts up the first time. They head to the party.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the mall's going to be closing soon. Mm-hmm. And we see Horny Mike. Find his girlfriend Leslie working in a store.
Yeah, chewing more gum.
The gum doesn't go away.
Oh, it's so bad.
Until he dies. Anyways, so, and he starts making out with her in the middle of this store.
Yeah, and he's really handsy making out too.
While the store is still open.
Yes.
Her dad, who owns the store.
Awkward.
Comes in. Mm-hmm. He's like, what you doing? Like, what's going on? He doesn't say it like that, I don't think.
No, I like it though.
I know.
She's like, Dad, don't worry about it.
She's that gross girl who's like, Daddy.
I know.
And like gets her way by like being so sugar sweet and calling her dad like, Daddy, we're just going to a party at Susie's house, Daddy. And he's like, okay, you should have to close up because I'm leaving. Like, that better not work. That better not work on people.
Oh, it works on Mike.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Susie and Allison are getting dressed in this locker room that they have at the mall.
Are there locker rooms at malls?
I don't fucking know, but apparently they do.
We see Bush at one point. This girl walks by.
I can't.
And
did you see the lingerie that was like hanging on the wall behind them?
That's not what happens in locker rooms, guys. It doesn't work that way.
Okay, I just want every male out there to understand that this is not what women do in locker rooms.
Sorry if your fantasy has been completely squished, but that's not real life.
We don't show nips in front of other women.
No, we don't walk around full frontal in a locker room.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Doesn't happen.
You know what? They're putting these things in these guys' heads.
Right.
And they're making it seem like this is what we do
that's
on a normal basis.
That's why they think that's a badass. Or that we have weird like swim parties with pillow fights. That doesn't happen either. And also at those swimmer parties, we don't wear sexy pajamas either. We wear comfy clothes and we drink wine.
Yoga pants.
That's what happens.
Tank tops.
And then we pass out after all the wine.
Yes. And that's literally it. You're not missing anything. Nothing. Okay. I have no idea where the fuck we were. Okay.
They're in the locker room.
They're in the locker room. Okay. So they finish getting dressed and doing whatever they're doing. They start walking towards the furniture store. And now we jump back to the robot control room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Allison is like super reluctant to go to this party because she's being set up with Ferdy and she doesn't like the whole blind date thing. So she's super like cautious about going to the party.
I get it.
I would just be cautious that you're going to a mall party. In the middle of a closed mall.
It's weird.
It's all weird.
I mean, I guess a furniture store would be the best place if you're going there to hook up,
That's
right?
all they're doing. I'm like, are they having an orgy at this furniture store?
Basically. I mean, they're not doing it with each other.
No, but
I mean,
they're like all near each. Okay.
Look at there. Okay, so back in the control room, mm-hmm. the backup guy for the guy that's supposed to be, like, I guess it's the next shift.
Yeah.
So we got the next shift guy coming in and he's like goes in and starts like talking to Marty, which apparently was the first guy.
Yeah.
He starts like talking to him like he's there. He's not there.
No. But okay. He's not concerned.
No.
And also, wouldn't there be blood in a dead body if Marty was there?
Yeah.
Where'd his body go?
Yeah. He's like, he walks in. He's like, well, at least he could have done his clean up. He immediately proceeds to walk over to a plate with a half eaten donut on it.
Yeah.
And he eats it.
He eats it.
Stop it.
I just...
How do you know how long that donut's been there?
Or whose mouth it's been in?
I mean, gross. Hey, you may like Marty a whole lot.
That much?
How do you know it was Marty? How do you know that Marty didn't clean it up? Maybe it came from the last guy.
Gross.
I can't.
I don't like it.
That's gross. Mm-mm. Okay, so the guy sits down. He starts reading his book and the robots behind him start turning on and off.
Mm-hmm.
Then the
scanning
pinchers,
the area.
The pinchers, ding, 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 start pinching. And the stabbing weapon case thing opens like it's going to like kill him.
Uh-huh.
Then the phone rings. So it kind of, it like
and
closes
back.
And I felt
like the robot kept slowly getting closer and closer to him. And they're like,
I don't, okay. So he gets off the phone, sits down again, and then he gets stabbed and killed.
In the neck again.
It's pretty immediate.
That's like their sucker punch. It's like right in the neck.
Well, I mean, they are at a certain height. They can't like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so at the party mm-hmm. and the furniture store, we have a lot of beer flowing. We got some dancing, ton of making out happening. Yeah. It's a party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fernie is standing in front of a mirror in the bathroom in the back.
Mm-hmm. Like
He's psyching himself up. Mm-hmm. He's trying to look cool and then pulling up his collar on his shirt. He's confused. Whatever. Uh-huh. So Susie and her boyfriend, Greg. Susie and Greg mm-hmm. Pull him out and then they introduce him to Allison. Their eyes meet and there's a love connection.
There's love music happening, I said too. There's weird 80s love music.
Oh, here it is. So Protector One Robot Boy heads out to his nightly duty. Mm-hmm. I said boy. It's a robot.
Protector One going online. Level one.
Protector One going online. Level one.
That's what he says.
Oh my God. Did you write that word for word? I love that. Okay.
Because apparently there's three robots and there's three floors in the mall.
Yes.
And each robot's supposed to survey their own floor. And they're supposed to just stay on their floor until they have to retreat back to their wherever they go at night. I mean, during the day. Whatever.
In a really close quarters in the control room is where it was.
Shoulder to shoulder.
I have no idea how they got through that door. Shoulder.
I don't know either.
Okay. It stops in front. It's like doing its thing. And it stops in front of the furniture store, scans the door, and mm-hmm. then it just drives off.
Mm-hmm.
The other two are also headed out to their levels.
Protector
whatever.
Two going online. Level two.
Protector two going online. Level two.
Protector three going online. Level three.
Protector three going online. Level three.
That was impressive. That was impressive. I know you're feeling pretty proud of yourself right now, aren't you?
I wrote him in my notes.
Oh my God, I can't. Okay, so we are back at the furniture store and the lights are low. Mm-hmm. All the couples are coupled up and they've mm-hmm. made their way to beds or couches, wherever they're getting their freak on. Weird. There is a lot of nips everywhere.
There's
one girl that literally just takes her shirt down, keeps her pants on and everything and just lays on top of the guy.
So that's Susie and Greg. And then Susie does that. And then Greg says to her, "You smell like pepperoni."
Oh my God.
And she gets offended and then gets off of him. And he goes, "But I like pepperoni." But somehow that now puts her back in the mood. And she said, "Well, you should have said something. How does it all of a sudden turn her back on?
Were you going to get pepperoni smelling if you don't not working that day?
I don't know. But now she's like, "Well, you should have said something because here I come." And then they attacked him. Now she's on top of him and they're making out.
I can't.
And then Michael, the chompy guy, and Leslie are hooking up on this bed under these blankets. And then there's Ferdy and Allison.
Oh, they're sitting on the couch.
Watching this old ass TV. And they've got this scary movie on.
Uh-huh.
And then Allison gets scared at one point, and she goes, "I don't know why I watch these things. I'm scared so easily." I said, "Me too, girl." Tell me about it.
I feel real seen right now. Uh-huh. Real seen.
Hashtag check out our podcast. That's exactly how I feel.
So, okay. I think it might have been a Leslie and Mike
mm-hmm.
when she starts calling him King.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we just see Allison and Ferdy, and all we hear
is
all the gross sex noises from Mike and Leslie, and she is saying that he's her king or something.
Okay. Well. Okay. So at this point, this is where Ferdy's if you want me to just go ahead and take you home at this point.
Yeah.
He goes, "I'd be more than happy to. We can leave right now." Mm-hmm. And then she tosses her cup behind her that she has been drinking. Very dramatic.
Yeah. And it lands perfectly in the trash can.
It does. And she's like, "Maybe I want to stay a little longer if that's okay with you." And
he's okay.
Of course he did. Okay. So they do their thing, whatever. So we see a maintenance crew coming out and start cleaning.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the cleaning maintenance guys is mopping with what looks like legit mud.
Yeah. And I was like, is that paint or what? What's in that bucket?
I have in my notes. I'm like, come on.
You're spreading the grosses on the floor.
I can't. Just clean the water out of the bucket. How long has that water been in there?
Get fresh water. That's how you mop.
It's so gross.
Ugh. But he's pissed. He's like mad about something, like as if someone put this weird mud on the floor and he's using more mud to wipe it up.
Does he realize that he's sticking the mop in the bucket of mud?
It's just gross.
He's an idiot.
Ugh.
So one of the robots comes up to him and he asks for his identification.
Yeah. After it like bumps into his mop bucket and gets more water all over the floor and on the custodial guy.
Oh, yeah. And he's real mad. Uh-huh. The guy isn't really having it. He's like, I'm not going to show this thing my identification.
Right.
The robot shoots out his laser, misses him.
Yeah.
And then somehow this thing ends up shocking his shoe, I guess maybe because of the water that was around his feet.
Yeah. I mean, I would assume that the sole is rubber, but whatever. It's fine. It doesn't matter. But now this custodian guy is getting completely electrocuted because the taser thing is like laying in the water.
Does it work that way?
I don't think so.
Does it have that much electricity to shock somebody to death?
The current can't be that strong. There's no way. There's... Okay.
All right.
But the funny part is, after this guy is like dead, Toasty. The robot goes, thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
He says that after everybody he kills.
After he kills everybody. Yeah, thank you.
Have a nice day. So Mike and Leslie are finishing doing what they're doing. Mm. And she wants a cigarette.
Yeah.
But not just any cigarettes.
Just a specific brand.
She only smokes Virgin Lights.
Of course.
And convinces Mike to go down to the vending machine. Uh-huh. Like down the hall or something. And then at this point, that's when I'm like, can we talk about Mike's gum? And then I'm like, never mind the gum, the pancake nipples.
We talk about Leslie's boobs for a minute.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So he doesn't want to leave, but he like grabs his badge. He puts on his jeans, no shirt. I'm like, why? Okay, whatever. So then he's like bitching about going. And then she like flashes her boobs to him.
Oh my,
those and says
boobs.
Like, hurry back. And he's like real chompy with his gum. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll be back. And I'm like, can we... Mike, wait a second, buddy. Hold up, bud, because I can't take my eyes off those boobs.
I know. It was a lot to see.
They were definitely fake, which is fine.
Whatever.
Teach their own. But her nipples were like the size of the whole front of her boob.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that.
I don't understand that either.
Pancake nipples are a great description.
They were silver dollar pancake sizes. Were they like, not?
Does she have any boobs or are they just all nip?
I don't know. It just looked like a discoloration on her boob. Did it not? I mean, I feel like she was very warm. There was no nipple action happening.
No, because that could have been dangerous with the size of those nips. Watch out.
There was a lot of areola. There was no nip.
It was all areola. It was just areola over the place. It was insane.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Let's move on.
Moving on. Okay, so Mike gets down to the cigarette machine, realizes maybe that he doesn't have enough money, or he gets pissed about the cost of the
cigarettes. Yeah, it's like $1 and change. And I was like, buddy, wait until you get the 2,000, okay? Because $1 and change for a pack of cigarettes?
Yeah.
Shoot, girl.
Yeah. Inflation. So he hears noises behind him and thinks that it's his girlfriend like playing a prank on him.
Yeah.
But he doesn't see anybody.
Sure.
So then one of the robots, real stealthy, comes up behind him, asks for his ID. He actually shows it to him.
He had it with him.
But it still attacks him and kills him.
Robot's not happy with
it. No, he doesn't like it. Did he not get it close enough to his little laser eyeball?
I know. He showed it to him, but the robot had one thing in mind, and it was kill. That's it. He attacks Mike, and now we see Leslie, who is tired of waiting. Just so tired of it. So she goes to leave the store to find Mike in her underwear.
Of course she does.
She's wearing like a t-shirt that's like tied around her like belly button.
Uh-huh.
And then just her underwear, which were like the 80s. Like the high-waisted, like granny pants.
They were really loose. They weren't tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't like sexy underwear. Fine, whatever. Doesn't matter. Super 80s style underwear. So she goes to find him and she's like looking by the cigarette machine. And then we see that Mike is now somehow propped up and next to the cigarette machine, like leaning against the wall as if he's like sitting there. Like, why would the robot prop him up like that?
Maybe with little pincher hands.
Pinch, pinch. So she's like, Mike, and like thinks he's like playing a prank on her now.
Yeah.
The cigarette machine is like in this empty dead end hallway. It's not a big hallway.
Probably a bathroom back there, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she starts like walking through this dark hallway and then trips over his feet.
She didn't see it.
How?
I don't know.
Okay. And then she like falls to the ground and then like sees his slit throat and freaks out.
Oh, I said his fake prosthetic neck cut.
Yeah. And then when she moves him, it like spews blood out of his neck.
What?
But that's not, okay.
Okay.
Okay, fine. So then she freaks out and she starts, I don't want to use the term running because she was not.
No.
By any means. She was stumbling back to the furniture store screaming. And the robo mole cop is like, now slow speed also chasing her, and it is shooting these purple 80s pew pew lasers out of its robot body at her while these wheels are like stumbling after her.
Okay.
And she's just like, help, help. I'm like, bitch, run. She's not moving at all.
She's not like running into the store. She's running in front of the store.
Yeah. And of course, as soon as she like gets in front of the store where all of her friends can see her, one of the lasers now somehow hits her right in the face and her head blows up. Yeah.
I have in my notes, I can't.
He goes, have a nice day.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Rolls off.
And the noise these robots make as they're like wheeling because they're so slow, it's so irritating.
I know.
Like they're struggling to move.
This movie infuriates me.
It's so much fun. I love
it. Oh my God. So two of the robots come up to the doors of the store.
Which is a problem because he's not on his own level.
No.
They're all on their own level.
Well, they don't follow the rules.
All hell breaks loose.
Yes. They don't know what they're doing.
No. They just decide to
killing mode.
They're like next to each other, these two robots, and they're in front of the furniture store, and they just like slowly roll into the glass doors and like shatter the glass.
Yeah.
And are shooting more purple lasers at the rest of the friends.
Oh, everybody like is just in pure chaos in this furniture store.
And they're running so much. I'm like, how big is this furniture store? Because there's so much running and diving and jumping over tables and beds. And I'm like, how big is this store?
It's not that big because we've seen it. It's literally like
a lot of running.
Three beds long. And that's about it.
It's a mall.
Oh, my God. So they all run into the back of the store.
It's like a back storage room or something of the store.
Yeah.
And they start like putting like cardboard boxes.
Oh, empty cardboard boxes is what I have in my notes. Because I didn't see anything in those boxes.
To like barricade it from robots? Or even just from people. Like, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Great.
So then they realize that all the exits have been shut. So after a certain period of time, the maintenance people can go in and do what they needed to do. But after a certain period of time at night, all of the exits, they close with like these metal, like solid doors.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting in. Nobody's getting out, which I feel like that's very unsafe.
Yeah.
In
there's
general.
No way that meets code at all.
I know. That does not. That is a fire hazard. They realize they're not going to get out until morning.
Right.
So they have this bright idea to use the air duct that apparently goes down to the parking garage, is one of the guys said.
Okay.
Okay. To get out. So then they send the three girls.
Yeah. They help the girls get up into the air ducts. But as soon as the last girl gets in the air duct, the robots are now like, pew, pew. And they get through the cardboard doors. And the guys were like, oh, shit. But then there's somehow like another back door they can get out of.
Apparently. So instead of staying together, they have sent the women off to safety.
And get help, maybe? I don't know.
I guess because it goes down to a parking garage.
I don't know.
Okay. They're in a mall.
Yeah.
A three-story mall.
And it's like a slide then in the air duct? Like how does...
is there a car down there that's going to pick them up in their parking garage?
And if the parking garage is part of the mall, why wouldn't that be sealed and locked off too? So the girls are in the air ducts. And this is the point where Susie is now losing her damn mind.
Oh, she is.
This is Susie's breaking point.
Yeah.
She's freaking the fuck out. The air ducts are now getting hot.
Yes.
They have to like use their sleeves to like crawl because it's like hot. I guess like... The robots, I guess, know they're in there.
Yeah.
And Susie says, which is one of my favorite lines.
They know we're in here. They're trying to French fry us.
Stop.
She did say that.
It's fantastic.
That is pretty fantastic.
It made me openly laugh. Trying to French fry us.
Oh, my God. I can't.
And I said, Susie's losing it.
She is losing it. Absolutely.
And she's like, I can't take it in here anymore. And I'm like, girl, it's been 2 minutes. You just got in the air duct.
I know. And they are sweating profusely.
Yes.
Okay.
She's like, I have to get out of here. They're like, you just got there. Hold on. You have a mission. Just get to the parking garage.
Just take a deep breath.
Susie girl.
It's okay.
Hold it together.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. So now the girls are in the air duct.
Yeah.
The guys run out into the mall to a sporting goods store and grab some guns that are just laying in one of the displays with ammo right next to
it.
They
must be in Florida.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's probably right. I just feel like this is very unsafe. The 80s, everybody should have died.
Yeah, I don't know how we survived.
I don't either.
Okay.
Well,
moving on. Freddy grabs a gas tank. grabs a gas tank.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what kind of mall is this that you can just buy... Propane tanks?
Literally. I don't. Okay. What? Okay. I don't know.
Look, it's fine. Okay. But like the eclectic array of stores in this mall are just concerning
for
me.
This mall is just...
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
The robots need to just knock the whole mall down.
I know. Start over. Well, they're doing a pretty good job at this point.
So they grab all these guns, load up with a shit ton of ammo, and then Freddy grabs like a handgun and a gas tank.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And so all three of them come out of the store, Rambo looking. I mean, they're armed.
100%.
Completely.
100%.
And a couple questions.
Yes, I'm ready.
At this point. Why are Freddy's pants so high? He's got some serious camel toe happening.
100%. Some moose knuckle. Isn't that what it's called for guys?
I think it is. I just know camel toe just because I just, you know, as females, fine, whatever. Fine, yeah. But they're really tight.
It's noticeable.
His junk was all up in my face.
Yeah, maybe in a size too small, those pants, maybe. You work in a mall. Go get some more pants.
And also, I wanted to revert back to the sweatiness that was happening in the air ducts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And in the mall in general, because these guys are real sweaty.
Sure.
So do they turn the AC off?
I don't know.
Like at night?
Maybe they're doing more cardio than they've ever done before in their life.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. That's a lot of cardio for me.
I'd be sweaty too.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. So one of them shoots their gun in the air to get the robot's attention. Mm-hmm. One of the robots rolls around one of the corners.
Yeah.
And the three guys start shooting at it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Doesn't slow them down or anything. Nope.
But they keep shooting.
Yeah. Definitely good to waste all that ammo.
Right. The robot is shooting lasers back at them.
Pew, pew. Pew, pew. It's like a weird laser fight. Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. Pew, pew.
They roll the propane tank over to the robot, shoot the tank, and like potentially kill this robot, which...
It's an explosion and we're, I guess, to assume the robot's dead.
Right. Okay. Well, at least for a minute.
Yeah.
So they walk over to the robot, and this is one of my favorite parts.
Uh-huh.
Walk over to the robot, and we hear like this gurgling sound happening.
As if there's like some type of like liquid?
Yeah. Okay. So Ferdy asks, what is that? And Walden says with a straight face, robot blood. Greg looks over at him like, what the fuck, man? Like he's just...
Okay.
Okay.
Robot blood. Okay.
Okay. Are you trying to be cute? Are you trying to be serious? I don't know right now because you got a straight face and I don't know you that well.
You're like, don't say that shit to me ever again.
I know. Fuck off. All right. Now Leslie says that Greg needs her help. She's starting to panic in the air ducts. And then she ends up jumping out one of the vents that goes back into the mall.
Yeah. And they're in a fucking hardware store. I can't.
Of course they are.
I can't stand it.
The three girls get weapons and they start looking for the guys.
Yeah. They start making Molotov cocktails.
Of course they do.
These little tiny like gas tank things, like little tiny ones. And they're putting all these like rags in it. And they're like... Oh, well, we'll make these, I guess. And then Allison goes over to the counter and finds a road flare and like sticks it in her shirt between her boobs and is just like, I'll just grab one, I guess, and put it there.
I didn't know what she was doing. I laughed out loud at that very second it because I'm like, so what? Random. What's happening right now? Are you drunk?
And
are
also,
you
hot? Like, grab all of them, maybe?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, get a bag.
I was just going to say, if you're at a hardware store, like, grab a tote bag or something. I don't know.
I don't.
Backpack? I don't know. Anything.
I don't know. Okay, so Robot 2 is on the prowl.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into, like, this dark hallway, turns off its lights, and I guess it's hiding and waiting.
He's
I don't know.
Sneaky.
The guys got themselves two more propane tanks
uh-huh.
to kill the other two robots. And then they tried to get into the elevator.
They're like hot wiring an elevator.
I said, why didn't they just use the stairs that are right next to it?
That's
but then I understood
literally
later.
What I said too.
Well, then I figured out why they were doing it later on. But I'm like, are you guys fucking idiots?
I know it's too. Like, if there's an elevator in the mall, the stairs are right next door. Come on.
Okay. All right.
Fine.
So the guys are creating some kind of bomb with a propane tank on this elevator thing. And then all of a sudden the girls start screaming so they can hear them from somewhere else in the mall.
Susie does not shut the fuck up.
She doesn't know how.
It's
infuriating. Does she not realize that these robots are like, I don't know, listening? Because apparently they have brains now.
Apparently. Because the three girls are like walking through the mall, I guess, to find the guys. And then that sneaky robot that was hiding in that weird hallway thing like comes out. And then Susie is screaming nonstop. And I'm like, shut up. Just stop. Stop screaming.
I can't. They run behind these like large planters that are in the middle of this like...
Susie's still screaming.
She's still screaming. They light a can and they throw it at this robot to blow it up. And of course, it doesn't work.
No, he's like, pew, pew, lasers coming at
him. I know. He just kind of drives right through the fire.
I don't know why it worked on the other robot. Whatever.
Okay. So they start running. Susie trips on nothing, and then she can't get up for some reason.
I think she got shot with a laser. I thought I could, like, hit her in the leg or something.
Okay.
Either way, she hits the ground and somehow cannot move any of her other limbs because she is just laying there screaming. And I'm like, girl, crawl.
She can't.
Just move.
She can't. Unless she's in shock. Maybe she's in shock.
I mean, your adrenaline should be kicking more at this point.
Well, it's not.
It's not.
Because she's an
like,
idiot.
Help me! And the other girls are like, shut up! Shut up!
If you just lay still, it'll leave you alone! Oh my gosh. Okay, so the robot then shoots its laser at the gas can she's holding. She's lit on fire.
She's completely engulfed in flames, and now she's standing up.
Yes. And now the guys are running towards them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they see that Susie is completely on fire and screaming. And the guys and then the last two girls, Allison and Linda.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. They take off with the guys and they run away. And now that, like, Susie's on the ground, just dead after just being caught on fire because she couldn't move.
Okay. We're just going to leave her there. Okay. Great. Okay. So
and also that fire seems like it's going to catch someplace else. It's dangerous.
There's a lot of dangerous things.
There's a lot happening.
This mall is so dangerous. I would not want to be locked in there at night. I'm just saying.
Hell no.
I'm just saying. There are too many toxins and weapons and whatever. Okay, so the five remaining kids, they run to the second floor as this robot is getting onto this elevator.
Yeah.
And then they blow it up with a propane tank and the elevator and the robot just kind of free fall and explode.
I guess that was the plan, was like to have the tank on the elevator and somehow lure a robot into the elevator and then shoot the gas.
Well, maybe they knew it was going to the second or third floor or wherever it's going. Maybe.
I guess.
Who the fuck knows?
Whatever. Either way, they blow it up and I guess they assume it's dead.
It's dead. Okay. So they all sit in the store or something. I don't know what
it
is.
I think it's that pizzeria that they worked at.
So they're calculating how much they're going to be owing to these mall people if they ever survive the night.
Not your worry, guys.
Yeah.
Used to the worries.
You're going to die.
Uh-huh.
So Greg gets mad at the other girls for letting Susie out of the air vent, which...
Classic blame game.
Well, I have a little bit of a problem with that.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's just misdirecting his anger.
I think he is. I think he is.
Yeah.
Whatever. He's like, it was safe in there. Why'd you let her out? And I'm like, you know what?
You know what? She was insufferable. That's what was happening, okay? She was pissing everybody off. And everyone's a little calmer now, okay?
It was time for her to go.
She was freaking out in the air duct. She was freaking out there. She was just insufferable.
Yeah, okay? That's basically. It. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Okay, so Ferdy gets an idea that they need to find the control panel for these robots on the third floor. And if they can shut it down, then they'll shut down the robots.
Yeah. And then Greg goes, computer, huh? Let's trash the fucker.
Computer, huh? Let's go trash the fucker.
The lines. I love everything about
it. It's the 80s lines.
And then we have more 80s dramatic music happening.
Yes, we're hearing the music as they're heading out and trying to, like, go find this control center.
I guess.
And Greg is the first one up this escalator as the group is trying to, like, go up.
He's, like, running faster than everybody else. He's, like, beelining it.
Right. And he's met by a robot, obviously.
Top of the escalator. At the top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The robot immediately grabs Greg, throws him over the railing, and he falls to his bloody death.
100%. Thank you. Have a nice day. Beep boop.
The two remaining robots get to the second floor up the escalator, which the escalator's now on. It wasn't on before.
I don't know.
How did they turn it on?
How does a robot go up an escalator?
How do you fit?
That's what I'm saying.
It's only 24 inches wide.
And also, like, their whole, the bottom of these robots are kind of like tanks where they've just got like, that continuous, like, belt of, like, wheels.
Yeah.
So how is that literally on the steps of an escalator?
I don't know.
Stick with an elevator, maybe?
I mean...
They're in an escalator.
Maybe the robots now know that elevators are not safe and that they're going to be detonated and they're going to free fall to their deaths. Maybe...
These robots are smart.
You know what? That's what electricity can do to you. That's...
Science.
Okay, so they open like a metal door to a clothing store.
Yeah, I think it's like a department store, like a big store.
Which out of all of these, do you want to... Okay.
But their theory was that like these big department stores in these malls usually have an escalator inside the department store.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So they were like, if we can get to the department store, we can get to the escalator and get to the other side of the mall on the other floor or whatever, whatever.
Okay, I'll give them that.
So they get into the department store and they like close the metal door behind them.
Uh-huh.
This part infuriated me a little bit. Okay.
Oh, do tell.
The robots, proceed to take their lasers and try to cut an opening in the door, right?
That's true, yes.
But it's taking forever.
Oh my God.
And it's the exact shape of the robot. It's like, if you can go through a glass wall, like, can't you go through these flimsy, like, roller metal, like, things?
If guns are not going to kill you, you would think that you would just smash yourself against this
enough
metal.
To, like, dent it or move it or something. No, it's like, with the laser. And it's so slow.
Oh, yeah.
Slow enough for the rest of the team, or three or four of them, whatever it is, to, like, get into the department store, run through it, go up this escalator, get to the next floor, devise an entire scheme, and take a fucking nap.
Oh, yeah.
And these lasers are like, still. What?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic is what it is. It's just...
It's too much.
Who thought of this?
I don't know. But the team, the rest of the four of them get through the escalator, get to this top, and they want to, like, leave the store, but it's closed on the other side, and they don't know what's out there waiting for them, right?
Right.
So then Allison, who I've been on total board with the whole time...
I know what you're going to say.
She goes...
You know, maybe we'd all stand a better chance. We split up.
I think we should split up. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, God.
Are you kidding? You've been good up until this moment. And now you want to split up?
I said, then Allison has the worst idea in the entire world.
Of the entire movie. The worst one. And then Ferdy's like, no, no, no. No, not going to do that. And I'm like, good. Let's get back on track here, people.
Slap that bitch. She don't know what she's talking about. All right. So they're all taking naps. Linda's sleeping on Walden's shoulder. Ferdy is sleeping, and Allison kind of wide awake, lays her head on Ferdy.
So no more sex? Like, has the mood been completely killed? Is that what we're saying?
I think so, after the first two or three deaths.
Yeah, and their friend's head explodes. Right. I guess they're not in the mood anymore. Weird. From their weird sex party. Okay, whatever.
All right, so the robot finally cuts through this door after hours.
They took a damn nap.
They did.
They took a goddamn nap, and the robot still cutting the stupid aluminum wall. I can't. We will get you.
Beep boop, beep, beep boop.
We literally have all night. I just.
All right, so the robots get into, you know, through this door.
Right.
The group of friends use mannequins as
a
distraction.
It's a terrible idea. They line up all of these mannequins.
Yes.
And they stand amongst these mannequins because their plan is that when they open the door, the robots will not know which one's human. And, like, we'll just start shooting lasers and, like, hope to get a mannequin.
Well, then I got confused because the robot seems to be electrocuting himself. And then he's, like spinning in circles and, like, shooting his lasers.
Yeah, he's, like, malfunctioning or something. Did one of the lasers, like, bounce off of something and hit him? I don't know. Because as Ferdy and the other guy are, like, shooting at the robot, they tell the girls to, like, make a run for it.
Yeah.
And while this robot's malfunctioning, one of his lasers, like, pew, hits Linda in the stomach, and now she's dead? Abruptly?
I don't know. And then I have another thing because
I hope it's the part about her boyfriend because I can't even handle it.
Well, it may or may not be because, okay, his name is Walden. The entire thing.
I thought they called him Rick.
No, they called him Rick. Why are they calling him Rick?
I have no idea.
Multiple people called him Rick at this point.
Is Walden his last name? We don't know. How do we know? I have in my notes that Rick gets in the slowest moving vehicle ever. So Linda gets shot right by a laser, like a ricochet laser. And Rick Walden, whatever, is, like, infuriated. So he sees one of those little, like, you know when you go to the airports, it's like those little carts that, like, they can take people to their gates in. You can put the luggage in the back.
Isn't it one of the ones that they use for, like, airplanes, like, on the runway or on the
tarmac?
Yeah,
like with the luggage or something?
Yeah.
So this thing goes a half a mile an hour. It is so slow. He gets in this cart that's, like, 10 feet away from the robot, right? And he gets in it and he's, like, shooting at the robot and he's, like, slow as shit. Approach the robot and basically bumps the robot and is now also electrocuted?
Yeah, he is. He's dead.
And he did too?
Yeah. Just like that.
What?
That was a very big misstep on his part. He should not put a metal vehicle next
to... Was he trying to kill himself?
I don't think so.
Was he, like, just angry trying to, like, destroy the robot?
I think he was mad that the robot killed his wife.
And not trying to kill himself. I couldn't tell.
I don't think he tried to kill himself. I think he was just being an idiot. I think he was being an idiot in an 80s movie, is what I think.
Okay. That's what happened.
There you go.
So now it's just Ferdy and Allison, and they make a run for it, trying to find the main computer still.
Yes. Beep boop. Okay, so Allison talks Ferdy into her idea of splitting up.
Never good.
Okay. He's not happy about it, but he's going to do it because Fine. You know what? It makes her happy.
Right.
So she goes into a room and then something drops from the ceiling.
It's like a storage room that she ends up in.
It's a junk room. It literally.
Why would a main computer be in a junk room?
I don't know. Then she goes into another room full of junk, and I was
it's
like
a storage something.
Why?
And I keep thinking, like, if you open the door and it's full of shit from the mall, that's not going to be where the computer is.
No, you're not going to have to wade through shit to get to a control
room.
Right.
Don't walk through the room. Just find the next door.
She can't. She keeps going.
Like, Ferdy's walking down a different hallway wearing goddamn tap shoes. He's making so much noise on this hallway.
Yeah, he is.
He's like tap dancing down this hallway trying to find something. I'm like, so much is happening.
Well, she starts screaming.
Yes.
Because one of the robots found her in this entire mall.
In the storage room.
How? Okay.
I don't know.
And then Ferdy runs in and distracts the robot, and the robot starts chasing him. And then he keeps shooting the robot, which isn't doing a fucking thing.
Yeah, stop doing it.
Oh, my God. And I said, do you know what the definition of insanity is?
Ferdy. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results?
Ferdy, stop.
Ferdy, pay attention.
I can't.
Ferdy. So they get out of the hallway and into like the regular part of the mall. And out of like panic, Ferdy grabs like a fire extinguisher. And I thought he was going to like shoot the extinguisher at the robot.
Right.
No, he throws the whole tank at the robot.
Oh, but before that, right before that, and I don't know if you remember or not, he's like shooting bullets at the robot. Uh-huh. And then he runs out of bullets and then he just throws the gun at it. Take that. What the fuck is that going to do?
I don't know.
And that's when he takes the extinguisher off the wall.
And I'm thinking like, oh, maybe he'll just pull the pin and like shoot the distract. I don't know. Maybe it can't see. I don't know. No. Yeah. Just throws the tank. And then the robot picks the tank up and yeah, throws it back at Ferdy, hits him in the stomach.
Yeah.
He hits the ground. Now his head is bleeding.
I don't know. I said he died. Maybe. Who the hell cares? I don't care. Whatever. So anyways, he's laid out, whatever. So now we just have Allison.
Yeah.
The robot turns to Allison and chases her through the mall. I said, how is she not able to outrun this thing?
She's barely moving.
How?
These are the slowest robots I've ever seen.
But yet they still can kill.
They can. Pew, pew.
Pew, pew.
Ding, 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 ding. Ding, 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 ding. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Pinch, pinch.
So she runs into a pet store now.
Oh, my God.
Because we're hitting all the stores.
100%.
Okay. She lodges herself underneath one of the shelves and, like, covers herself with a bag of dog food or something. The robot knocks down a few glass tanks as it's,
everything.
Like, searching for.
It's crashing into everything.
Tarantulas, snakes are, like, all falling to the ground. And, of course, they're all beelining it over to Allison.
Yeah. Why? Why are they climbing on her now?
It's very convenient.
She's got snakes on her legs. There's tarantulas on her sleeve. Why?
I don't.
What? And also,
maybe she
pet
smells
store
real good.
Owner is taking a glass tank with tarantulas and just putting it on this little pedestal flimsy thing to be like, whoa, careful. Like, it's the worst design ever.
Maybe it's part of like a game show type thing where you got to get through like a maze uh-huh. without like knocking
don't
down.
Don't set free the tarantulas.
They're going to attack you. So the robot ends up leaving because it can't find her.
Yeah, she was hidden by the dog food.
She was. She gets up, quietly walks to the store, and then gets scared by an animal, like
a
jumping
cat or something.
On her. I don't know. And then she screams. And then my question is, why the fuck didn't she just stay there until morning?
All night.
She was safe.
That's what I was thinking,
too. The robot's gone.
Why are you escaping the place you can hide from?
I don't know. Oh, my God. She leaves the store, and the robot tries to find her, of course.
Yeah.
She's hanging over one of the rails on the second floor.
Yeah, she couldn't get away from the slow robot fast enough, so she climbs over the railing and is dangling from the railing on, like, the second floor, I guess it is, just hanging there.
Allison, you are really going downhill in this movie.
She started off so strong.
Your character is starting to piss me off.
She was, like, the only smart one. And now, like, what are you doing?
Oh, God.
Go back to the pet store. Get one of those puppies out of that cage and just cuddle with it and go to sleep. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
so she ends up slipping and falling into, like, a tent.
Of, like, luggage.
Yeah, on the floor below. Ugh. She starts crawling, and I'm like, why can't she walk?
I guess she, like, twisted her ankle when she fell on the luggage, but I guess all she can do is crawl?
I was like...
Just, like, no one hobble in this movie?
Like, she can't move her limbs, and then in my notes, I'm like, who cares? Okay, and then she then pulls out the flare that she put between her bosoms.
Yeah.
The one flare.
Bosoms.
Okay, I forgot about this flare or whatever the fuck it is. Uh-huh. that was
waiting for her to freaking use it.
I know.
She was like, her plan is to like go to the paint store. Why is there a hardware store and a paint store in the same mall? Why?
But then she starts getting, there's like a wrench or like a screwdriver. She starts opening up these half cans of paint.
They were so easy to open. Paint is never that easy for me to open. Just like one flick, they're open, and she's dumping them on the floor. And I'm thinking, like, is paint that flammable?
Okay, I have more questions. One, why are they only half full? And two, why are they already colored?
I don't know. Because they're not pre-mixed.
They're all white, and they mix them for you.
Yeah. Because they get the right pigments. But they were like, one flick of the screwdriver, the lid flew off. She dumped different paint colors and then like a lacquer maybe on the floor.
Okay.
And then the lacquer, okay, maybe I could see, but like paint? Flammable? I'm having a really hard time with that. So she's like pouring all this shit on the floor. Okay. And her plan is to like call the robot in.
Uh-huh.
And like have him like spin around in this paint.
He's doing wheelies.
He like can't get traction. And now he's like stuck in this paint, and then she gets the road flare out of her bosom and like lights it and goes, hey, have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
And then like throws it at the robot in the paint.
Okay. It explodes, obviously. Yeah. I guess it's flammable.
I guess all the robots are dead.
Well, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. She's thrown to the ground on the nice, soft mall carpet that cushioned her blow.
It's probably so gross.
Can you imagine?
Gross.
Blech. Okay. She hauls away around the corner, and then she sees Ferdy sopping up his bloody head with a toilet paper roll.
Yeah, an entire roll. Where'd he get that from? The storage closet? That they thought the main computer was in?
Hey, it's beep boop. I have no idea. Like, all he says is, hey, that was a nice shot.
And I'm thinking, like, were you not going to help a girl out?
Thank you. That's what I have in my notes. And I'm like, was he watching her the whole time?
It sounds like it.
Okay. I'm very angry at you right now, Ferdy. I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad you didn't die.
100%. The two of them were the nice ones. And then they, like, get to each other. And then they, like, embrace each other. And, like, that's the movie. And then, like, the credits come on. Fun 80s music. And then the very end, the robot comes back up. And he goes, thank you. Have a nice day.
That's it.
So many unanswered questions.
There are so many questions.
So much fun, though.
Oh, my God. Now that I've gone through it, uh-huh, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I was just very angry watching it.
Uh-huh.
Super angry watching it, actually.
Do you want to hear fun facts about it, though?
Of course.
Okay. So the movie was originally released in 1986 under the title Killbots, which is so much more appealing.
Oh, that's much more scarier.
So much better.
Yeah.
But apparently it performed poorly, and the producers felt the movie's title turned off audience members.
Okay.
Who might think that this was, like, based on some type of, like, Transformer-like children's cartoon instead of, like, a violent movie. And uh-huh, I'm like, how? It's not a violent... Okay. Fine.
Yeah, it is. People die.
Yeah. After some time, the movie was re-released in theaters under Chopping Mall with about 15 minutes cut out of the movie, and it did significantly better than Killbots.
That's weird.
Chopping Mall is so much less appealing of a title.
Well, maybe in a different country.
Right?
Maybe where English is not the first language. Maybe people had been drinking. Mm. Maybe it was, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe, because like with all the graphics and like the actual like ad for it were the same and the title was different. Like, okay. Whatever. Apparently, the director was the one that provided the voice for the three robots, not Stephanie. So I know you guys thought it was me, but it was actually the director.
Beep, beep, boop. Have a nice day.
Level two. Thank you. Have a nice day. Beep, boop. Okay, this one I know you'll appreciate because it's talking about the little pinchy thing.
Uh-huh.
So the Killbots' claws, little pinchies, were made from those plastic toy grabbers. And then they used like electric solenoids to like make it move.
Oh, make it move, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, it looked like a plastic toy.
Yeah, it did.
None of us were fooled.
How is it going to grab like a human being? Like, or thing? Like a, I don't know.
Okay. And then I put this one in there because I had it in my notes and we did talk about it. It's not clear why the Killbots, quote unquote, thought it necessary to hide Marty's body or what they did before the other person came to relieve him. Because we were like, where's the blood?
Where'd he go?
It's unclear.
Oh.
Inconclusive.
Okay.
Inconclusive. Beep boop.
Okay, so they just left that out of the movie. They just thought, you know what? That's not a pertinent part of the movie line.
They were like, Marty just has to be gone so the other guy can just come in and get killed. So they just got rid of Marty's body.
But he was there, and we know that.
Yeah.
So
the robots, like they did with Mike, they propped him up someplace. They probably did that with Marty, too.
How the hell did they prop Mike up?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do you want to hear what we're watching next, though?
Can it be better?
I'm excited about it, just because it's not really scary.
Why can't we have scary movies?
I'm sure we will, but I think after this one, probably. But I think you'll like this one, too.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the Addams Family Values.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the IMDb synopsis for it?
Of course.
The Addams family try to rescue their beloved Uncle Fester from his gold-digging new love, a black widow named Debbie.
Ooh, I do like Debbie. Of course I've seen this movie.
Me too.
Yeah.
I love the Addams family. All right, guys, couple reminders, tipsypod.com. You can find all of our social media on there. Follow us on all of them.
Yes.
Subscribe to everything.
You don't have to just do one. Do them all.
Everything. We post different things on all of our different social medias. Facebook is different than Instagram. Twitter's different than all of them because Twitter we get a little crazy on. It's fine. YouTube is important. We post ridiculous videos on YouTube.
Yes.
We do scary movie watch-alongs. They're like 15-minute at most little watch-along movies where we watch the movie real time and you get our reaction as we're watching the movie.
They're pretty hysterical.
It's so much fun.
It is so much fun.
I love doing them. And I think they're all entertaining. I'm a little biased.
All right, well, yeah, but I mean, yeah.
I think they're fun.
They're fun.
And it's worth checking out.
At least watch one.
Yes.
And if you don't like it, fine. Whatever.
And while you're there, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Oh, absolutely.
And
oh, and get registered for a Funko Pop.
Yes. You can be entered to win a Funko Pop. So get on there.
Get on there.
And if you haven't watched Addams Family Values, watch it. And if you've seen it, just watch it again and come back next week. We'll chat about it.
We're going to talk about it.
Bye.
Ugh. Yeah. She
gets. Daddy. Yeah.
Down.
Gross.
Okay, listen.
I hate it.
Your voice got real deep.
I hate it.
You got real southern there. Real southern. Okay, anyways. It looked like a birthmark or something on each of her boobs.
I have holy giant nipples.
Oh, like. Those are big nipples.
They were so distracting.
They were.
Look at the tangent they made us go on. It's just so much.
This has gone way too long. I just got angry because I'm just like, this is ridiculous. Out of all the boobs that you could have found, could you find some pretty ones? At least I want to see pretty boobs.
Right, if we're going to look at them, let's look at them, right. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on.
Moving on.
They also go into where you can buy shovels and shit like that. Like an Ace.
Like a hardware store.
A hardware store.
Yeah.
Why the fuck is there a hardware store in the mall?
Every 15 seconds, doctor.
Are you in unbearable pain? My darling, is it torture?
Oui.
Forceps.
Forceps.
Coerce!
What news?
Father, what is it?
It's an Adams. He has my father's eyes.
Gomez, take those out of his mouth. He's an adorable little baby.
Fine. Rub it in.
Children, why do you hate the baby?
We don't hate him. We just want to play with him.
Especially his head.
You'll meet someone very special. Someone who won't press charges.
Isn't he a lady killer?
Acquitted.
Women must follow you everywhere.
Store detectives.
And the stork flew down from heaven and turned into a baby.
Our parents had sex.